Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Melanie of San Diego.
Hi, my name is Melanie. I'm an alcoholic. Funny to hear. As most of you know, I just landed here from Jersey about a month ago, and I'm very grateful for the people who have reached out to me and who have, opened their arms, their ears, their hearts to me. It took me a while to get here. I was out for 16 years, picked up at 14, and, you know, I never slowed down. I couldn't get enough. You know, I loved it. You know, I loved it from the first moment the alcohol went in my body. It was warm. It was comforting. It was crazy. You know, I drank a 40-ounce of Crazy Horse, smoked a couple joints, threw up, passed out, had the spins, fell asleep in a bathtub, and I said, when can I do it again? You know? And it just continued that way. I didn't have much supervision at home, single mom, very active alcoholic in the house, stepdad. So I left, I left for the most part. I packed my little red suitcase and I was out of here, I had to stamp up the block to my friend's house and his mom wasn't around either. So, I was just able to do whatever I wanted. And, how I got wasted for, 4 years in high school on lunch money is beyond me because I didn't work. I got $3 a day and I bought cigarettes, booze, and drugs. So, it's just you're the right people, I suppose. And you can all relate to that. I got sent away to rehab at 15 because I was in a physical confrontation with another girl. That was the punishment in, my school. I was pretty violent, I got aggressive pretty quickly. Growing up in a house where I felt I needed to be the protector. I'm the oldest of six children, and my stepdad would come home and he'd go after my brother or my mom, and so I thought that I was supposed to step in, and so that's what I did. So I was arrested several times, before the age of 18. The cops knew, 441 Hill Street. Oh, Melanie and Tim are at it again. It was just me and my stepdad would just go at it. I honestly think the only reason I made it through high school is because I was an athlete. I played field hockey, and my coach looked after me. So, so I made it through, I made it through, and it certainly wasn't because of my grades. I didn't go to class. I was high every day. I was, I was a mess every day, but, that's what we did. I don't ever really remember anybody saying, you should slow down, or that's really not how you act, or that's what I did, and I didn't care. And if you had something to say about it, I would just, tell you, F off. So as soon as I graduated high school, best thing for me to do was to get out of town. So, I moved away 300 miles, went to school, managed to get an associate's degree, partied, drove drunk all the time, had fake IDs, again, fighting, but got through it, got through school somehow, my manipulative ways, and I always was surrounded by people who liked to drink as much as I did and party, and it was every day, all the time, and it was fun, don't get me wrong, it was fun. I mean, there was a lot of police involved, and, I got in a lot of trouble. But I just thought that was what I was supposed to do. I thought that was my life. I thought, Melanie's just going to be a raving lunatic for the rest of her life. This is it. And, so I experimented. Drugs are definitely a part. I never picked up a drug before I picked up a drink. I am an alcoholic. Let's see. I don't know. I just drank. My spiritual awakening, which I didn't know that's what it was the day that it happened, the day that I decided not to drink that day, something was different that morning that I woke up. And I went outside, and my brand new Jeep was all cracked up. And, I drove home. I don't know what time I got home. I don't know how I got home. I drove drunk a lot. Towards the end of my drinking, I was, a closet drinker, literally. I mean, I've shared with, you know, people. I mean, my drinking took me literally to my closet. I mean, I would wake up in my closet with my bottle of Jack. I mean, it's just, you know, cigarette holes in the floor. Like, it's just how I drank. You know, I didn't drink for escape or I drank to get completely wasted every single time I picked up. Every time. What was the point of one drink? I don't know. You know, I don't know. So I just, you know, I didn't have any friends left who wanted to drink the way I did, so I drank alone. You know, I drank alone in my room. The guy that I was, you know, dating at the time, who I thought, you know, was the love of my life, and we were going to get married. It was just another drinking partner. You know, they say back east, you know, I took a hostage. Well, you know, that's, you know, what you do, you know. And he drank in the garage, I drank upstairs in my room, and, you know, I slept on the couch, he slept in the bed, or vice versa. I mean, it was like that for a good year and a half, and that's pretty normal. And, you know, we put on a show. Like, I mean, we threw parties and had barbecues and had people over, and, you know, and everybody thought we were good. You know, we were good. Like, we were good. Yeah, no, we weren't good. And anyway, you know, it just got ugly. It got bad. I was drinking every day, and I was, you know, I was working as a nanny. I was taking care of someone's children in this shape. I mean, I wasn't drunk at work. I was hungover every day, and it was a great job for me because the two-year-old took a nap, so I got to take a nap, you know, and I didn't really have a boss that I had to check in with or reports to, you know, hand in at the end of the day. I mean, I took jobs that were easy. I took jobs that I knew I could come in late and come up with these bullshit excuses, you know, my dog is sick. I mean, I really blamed my, you know, hungoverness on my dog a couple times. To the same employer, you know, they're like, you know, you might want to get your dog checked out. She was fine. She is fine. My dog's made it through with 9 years. 9 years with me. This poor dog. So I brought her to California. She loves Dog Beach. I'm not drinking anymore, and she's pretty happy. me and my dog. You know, this program has not only saved my life, but it's given me life. I have amazing people in my life, women, amazing women in my life, and you know, you know, when somebody said, you know, your wildest dreams will come true, I'm like, you know, yeah, right. I'll never have, you know. I don't even think I can dream big enough. I mean, really. Like, I try my hardest today to stay in the day. And I try and learn lessons. And, you know, I am not perfect. I am doing my best. You know, I try and make amends as quickly as possible. But, you know, I'm learning that I have to mean it. I actually have to mean it and find my part. So it's hard, but you know what? For me, if I didn't get a sponsor who knew the book and knew the deal, I'd be drunk, you know, or I'd be miserable like I was, you know. I was miserable for the first 3 months because I didn't do shit. I didn't do anything. I just sat here. I just sat here and sat here and sat here. You need to do the work. I needed to do the work. I needed to find out why I drank, you know, and I know why, you know. I know why today, and I don't have to again. I have a higher power in my life, you know, and I don't know. I just, I'm grateful to be alive. You know, I drove here two days into my drive out here. My sister called me, and her friend died. He hadn't picked up in 2 years. She's like, you know, I'm sorry to damper your trip. Damper? Dude, all I did was damper my family's fucking life, you know. Saying I'd be there, this, that. You know, it's all it takes is one time. And I know for me, it's not one drink. I'm not going to go out and have a good time. Relapse is not a requirement, you know. It is not a requirement. You don't need to go. I mean, you want to do research, hey, more power to you. You know, I want this for the rest of my life. I want to be able to live the rest of my life sober. You know, this isn't a game. This isn't a joke. I take this very seriously. And yeah, I want to have fun. I didn't get sober to be miserable. I got sober to live my life and have fun. I drove to California. I've been dreaming about California since I was like 13. You know, I saw this poster and I really felt like, Mom, like is that real? She's like, I guess. You know, like Jersey Shore and Pacific, Sunset Cliffs, a little different, a little bit. And, you know, once I put that bottle down and started working this program, you know, and seeing the gifts, you know, it took a while. You know, people ask, you know, when did you know? I don't know. And I don't even try and figure it out. It's just I'm doing what I'm told. You know, there's these suggestions in this book. It's called the Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And that's where the program is. That is where the answers to every problem that I have, I can open that book. And I can find the answer to my problem, you know. And the book's not available, you know. I can call somebody. I can call and say, I can't get out of this. What do I do, you know? And there's people and strangers, you know. I don't know half of you, and I know I could walk up to any of you and say, you know, I need help, you know. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. You know, I've been here 1 month now, and, you know, I was squirrely, man. I was, like, out of my mind a couple weeks ago, and I hated everybody in here, you know. You know, it creeps in. My character defects creep in. You know, I'm so judgmental, and my ego, like, who am I? You know, I'm just one person walking among, you know, the millions that are in this, you know, and life is so short. I'm 30. What? Like, how did that happen? 30? No. 31, dude. What? Yeah, 77. I was born. Like, these guys are 31 years. And I, you know, when I first came into the program, like, why are these people still coming? Like, why are you still here? You know, I wanted to get it and get out. No way, man. This is the real deal right here. You know, you want a good life? Stick around, you know. Just listen. Don't compare. Just try and relate to the feelings. It's all about the feelings, you know, and the gifts, you know. The gifts are just, they're sick. You know, I have friends who call me with real life problems. You know, death, you know. Right back at you. Like quacking. Does that mean I'm done, or is that like a minute warning? I'm done. All right, man. Thanks for listening.